Shmaitzu Shir Wednesday night, or Lechof Tes. Wow. Or Lechof Tes Tishrei. Someone's been looking in my Shmaitzu.
Not me, not me. I don't want to be affected. Just right.
Shmaitzu Vav Perek Aleph. We're learning about Eidechot. Oh, I need. Can you get a Gemara getting with Rush? Don't let me these fancy Otsko Gemara. So I need this Rush in the back. We're learning about Eidechot, and the Gemara has trying to research. Gemara's trying to find the source of Eidechot's name, and really the Gemara is talking about the Mishnah. And Yevamos, which talks about an Eidechot saying that someone's husband died, which is off the charts, really. But in the flow of the Sugya, thank you, Yeshikaya, the flow of the Sugya talks about Stam Eidechot, and then Bisurin, as we know it has. So the Gemara says, when there's no Chazaka, so that's Eidechot Nem and Bisurin, Larashi Kedah Islay, Latoisus Kedah Islay, but against the Chazaka, and then the Gemara says something funny, which gives rise to Machlekes Rishonim, as usual. Gemara says, but how do you know Eidechot Neman against the Chazaka? Because then it's Dovash Be'erva. So that gives rise to a Machlekes Lamaskana. If an Eidechot is Neman in regular Yisurin, not Dovash Be'erva, Keneged Chazaka. And is the Gemara saying two reasons? Keneged Chazaka, maybe he's not Neman, and the Gemara doesn't end up with a source for it. What does the Gemara mean? Because it's a Dovash Be'erva. But otherwise, we wouldn't think that Chazaka plays a role in the Nemonos of an Eidechot. The Gemara introduces the idea of Biyodo, which we'll be learning about now in the Shmaitzah, that if you find that an Eidechot is Nemon against the Chazaka, but it's Biyodo to change that status, so when he says the status changed, he's believed. And that's not called, that wouldn't resolve your general question of an Eidechot against the Chazaka. Because when it's Biyodo, it's different. We said yesterday, three svaras, why Biyodo might be different, but that's what we'll be learning in the Shmaitza. Why Biyodo again means it's in the power of the aid to change the status. So, and he's saying that the status changed. Your question is he Neman against the status quo? To say that the status changed. I'm saying if it's Biyodo to change it, then he is Neman. That's the Gemara. That's the Gemara in Biyodo. That's
no,
the whole Gemara.
Zost
is Ein Gesund.
Okay,
yeah. I said that's the Machlekes Rishonim in general.
Right.
The Gemara is talking about where he. Either it's a Matovah Shabarba, whatever.
Okay.
Now we're going to start the paragraph that starts with V'das HaToysus. V'das HaToysus V'harosh V'amordechai Tehecha Dizchazak Yisura. Bottom line, Yisurin Tehecha Dizchazak Yisura Ein Eidechot Nemon Elim Kein Biyodo. Which really, I mean, that's what the Shmaitz will be about. This gives rise to a whole host of shilas. Like you say, you're in someone's house, and they tell you, you know, this piece of meat. Okay, and nowadays we buy everything ready-made with a heksha. But let's say in Rashi's scenario, you go to someone's house and you want to eat a meal, and he tells you it's kosher. So let's say he gives you meat, and he says, you know, it was cleaned from chaylev. It got called against the chazaka or not, and maybe it's not biyodo to treber meat from chaylev. That's a very hard thing to do. Maybe he can't do it. So maybe he shouldn't be nemon. Maybe it's called a cheskas iser. It's just chaylev or giranosha in the meat. So the Shmaitz will be talking about such scenarios. I'm just saying. So the Tosfos and the Rosh and the Mordechai hold the hechad is chazak yisura. Ain't it echad nemon olam came biyodo. Unless it's biyado to change the status. Avodas harajba b'chidushim liyavamos ulekidushim hella ulemaskana. The bottom line of the Gemara is kaimelon v'afilu hechad es chazak yisura ein echad neman v'afilu ein biyado. Find shulchan aruch yeredeya. You can find these machlokes here to your heart's delight. says the Shmaitza now. Now the first appearance of the Shmaitza on this parak. Till now he's been quoting Morris and Rishona. Now says the Shmaitza. Miu b'dovah she'be'erva, the machlokas Rishonim that I just said is in the nemonos of an eidechot by regular Yisur and against his chazuk Yisurah. But when it's a dovah she'be'erva, chuli alma in a pochus mishnayim. Avada the Rashba's mode that in dovah she'be'erva pochus mishnayim. Shalos, what role does his chazuk play, if any? You want to know a case of a dovah she'be'erva that's not against the chazaka? There's a famous case of a person was mekadosh an isha and he doesn't remember to whom, and an eidechot comes and says to whom who he was mekadosh, or whom he was mekadosh. It's not against, I don't know. Forget the case. I'm better off not saying a case. So when it's a chazak yisura and a dovah she'be'erva, certainly an eidechot is not nemun. That's for sure. Avalecho is chazak yisura deishosish. Avalei dovah she'be'erva, vein dovah she'be'erva bochel d'shnayim, bechavua bechamasukis b'shas. And it's usually against the chazaka. If you have a case of a dovah she'be'erva when it's found against the chazaka, we'll deal with it. But right now, he's just saying that no machloikas when there's a chazak yisura against the chazaka when it's a dovah she'be'erva. That's posh. The nearer, now the Shmaitza takes it a step further. Because now everybody wants to know about Biyodo. Even if you hold Eidechot, it's not Nemon Bisurin against this Chazik. But when it's Biyodo, it is Nemon. What about a Dovah Shabarva when it's Biyodo? Say a Baal, says, Girashti Asishti, against the Cheskosei Shasish, but it's Biyodo Lagarsha. So, the Shmaitza says Venera, the Gabidova Shabarba the Bin and Shnayim, Afilu Hecha the Biyodo Nami Eno Nemon. He's not Nemon even if it's Biyodo. Mishum the Biyodo Lav the Torah Miguhu. The Lashon's a little funny. He will end up saying the Shmaitza that an Eidechot is Nemon when it's a Migu. So if the Biyodo would be a Migu, you stop saying Migu. We don't like people who pronounce words correctly.
Migu.
We don't like people who pronounce. We're suspicious of people who pronounce words correctly. Maybe they're from the Haskalah. It's Migu. That's the way to pronounce it. That is the correct way to pronounce it. What? Migu. Yeah.
Amigo, amigo.
You probably from the people that say the sugi of Tekafo Kohen. Kohen. Hey. I know someone that gives an Nachshir, he says Doni Yale. That's me.
Yeah.
I do, I started saying it. That's the correct pronunciation. Every Nach, you look carefully, has the Tzere under the Yud. And we pronounce it.
Doniel.
No, Doniel. It's not Doniel, it's Doniel. The Tzere is under the Yud. We all pronounce it incorrectly. You look at any Nach, I'm not saying Chidushim, because I found a manuscript of a Nach in the Dead Sea Scrolls. Every Nach, it's a little meduyik, will have the Tzere under the Yud. And look now in your Siddur, Mishanolo Doniel Begovo Arroyo Suya Anenu, and the Tzere is under the Yud. Why it morphed into Doniel, I don't know.
It's easier to
say. I guess Rabbi Landesman, even he doesn't know. He's my Rosh Bezdin and Mutzi, he's an expert in names.
Doniel and Doniel?
No, the English has it right. In a weird switch that Daniel they have it right. Daniel. So I started being makbid. My son told me his Rebbe in Zichrut Toras Moshe was makbid to say it correctly. So I started being makbid to say it correctly, and it was hard. But then Arya Sonnenberg told me a Pasha de Eitza. He says if you pronounce it correctly, meaning Milara, not Milael, then it's like easy. almost words on Milara, right? Milara, with the accent on the last syllable. So then it's easy. Doniel. It's because we say Doniel. And then it's hard. Doniel. Doniel. The tongue doesn't wrap itself around the yud when you're putting the accent on the second syllable. But that's also wrong. The accent's on the last syllable, and then it becomes very easy to do. Doniel. Anyway, we got suspicious of people who pronounce words correctly. So the Shmaitzer sort of he doesn't explain himself so well, and if not for the, you know, the Eirechon is Neman even by Dovah Sheberba when he has a Migo. Oh, now you have me saying it right. When you have a Migo. When you have a Migo. No, so, but Biyodo, when the Biyodo is a Migo, then he would be Neman. He's talking about the concept of Biyodo that's not Migo. And he will explain now in the next few lines. He will explain what that concept is. When we talk about Biyodo, when the Gemara in Yevamos talks about Biyodo, it's not talking about a concept of Migu where his Neamonos is given an injection of Koach because it has a Migu. Normally, you know, if two Eidim have a Migu, you have these major Toysis and Exubis. It's a big tesis about Eidim that have a migu. Did you add anything to their Eidus? But an Eidachot with a migu is yes, Naamon, even by Dovah Sheberba. And it's really weird. I mean, we're going to delve into it, hopefully or maybe. Because migu, you see, we had this really in Shmaitzer Beis. Or the Shmaitzer Aleph, the end of Shmaitzer Aleph. If you go over to someone a little learned, you say, what's Migu? Migu you always find when there's two Bali Dinam fighting. They have tainus. You owe me money, you don't owe me money. So Migu appears 95% of the time in the sense of believing a Baldover, not Eidus. Not Nemonus, you know, which Moldova you're going to go with. So you have a Migu. That's in Hilchas Migu and Shulchan Aruch is talking about Tainus Bali Dover. The whole end of the first Shmaitzer was an idea of Migu introduced to like an Eidechot, to a woman who was saying who she was Nival to, if the boil was a Koyan, not a Koyan, if the child's kosher or not. And then introduced the idea of Migu when we're really not talking about Bali Dvar. Here also, Shmaitzer's introducing, we didn't learn it yet, he's going to talk about it, an Eidechot with a Migu. He said, what's that Eidechot with a Migu? Like Karav Zel Zeh. What do you mean he has a Migu? Who said that's meaningful? Who says meaningful? Who says Migu is meaningful outside of any context other than two Bali Dinim slugging it out and basting?
Why should the Nemonis be dependent on that? Migu's working with Am Nemonis.
Well, you're throwing around words, but Bali Din are never Nemon in an absolute sense, in an objective sense. It's just a question. Two Bali Dinim here. It's not Eidus. Like, they're not establishing. I don't know what you see. We're playing with words. I don't. We're not establishing objective truth. If they use Bali Dinim, they're going to say, "Well, it's not objective truth." It's like, you know, like I think in English law, it's called the adversarial system. And the serial system. So they, even if they know the truth, they don't care. The evaluation system. They say it's not a search for truth.
Not from America.
Well, yeah, they got it from England.
What's not a search?
What?
What's not a search for truth?
A deterrent. A court case.
Not
a search for truth. Look at English law.
Just.
Not a search for truth. It's who's going to win? It's adversarial. It's you against criminal law, is the state against the criminal, against this guy. And civil law is Reuben against Shimon. Yiddish halacha is not that. You see, there's a sif in Shulchan Aruch that says if the dayan knows the truth, or if he feels he knows the truth, or if he has some insight into the truth, he can throw out the whole case and just pask him. He has that koach and mominus. That's certainly objective truth trumps his entire.
The judge can't do that.
What?
The judge can't throw out a case.
No. He has to recuse himself. The worst judge is the judge that knows the truth. They say, get out of here.
Really?
He has to recuse himself.
Get rid of him.
I don't know that, but certainly you Google a search for truth, or is a court case a search for truth, you'll see right away in the English system, they save affairs without a search for truth. The Yiddish, they take everything from us, Mishpat, you know, but they didn't. We're not so far from that. Say, horrified, that's terrible. No. By us, if you know the truth, there's a Sifrei Shulchan Aruch, that's really extra legal powers. Because truth trumps everything. But the Etzem, I'm bringing the biggest riot. There's about the Yomar Bori Vishem of Bori Yodif. Has truth been established?
No.
Of course not. Yitokshani Yochalish Ba Mishalim. Half of the cases in Shulchan Aruch with his two Balei Dinim, and it's taken from the seventh parak in Shuas, or the first parak in Bava Metzia, Tainus. Tayin V'nitan, it's called. Whoa, let me finish my sentence. Tayin V'nitan. Tayin V'nitan, most of the time, is who has a better Taina? Who wins? It's very rare. It's not. When you just have, unless they bring a Raya, if they're not bringing Rayas, they're just having Tainas, then we're not establishing objective truth.
Even with a
Raya, who says a Raya establishes objective truth unless you bring Adem? My point is that this is a very big Kiddush and we're going to explore it as we go through the Shmaitzah. It's a valid question to say, what does Migu have a Sheikhus to an Eid Echad? Migu, you find when there's two Balei Dinim fighting. So Migu is one of the things that says one is better than the other. Who says Migu is
in what way? Usually, because he could have said a better time, you know?
That's what the definition of Migu.
Yeah. So now can't you say the same thing by aid?
You could, but it's a chiddush, it's a leap. L-E-A-P. It's a leap to say that Migu helps when you're talking about objective truth. I'm saying we found it in the end of the first mitzvah. We talked about the woman who has a migu. But it's a chiddush. Realize that the simple idea of migu is really in Toyim Anita. You say to anybody, migu, he thinks of Toyim Anita. He doesn't think of an Eid Echad, the Isurin. He has a migu. Gives him more than bonus, less than bonus. It's a little strange, but we'll see in the Shmaita. We're starting. We're still in the beginning, in the inception. So the Shmaita, it's hard to read. He says, "V'neir the Kabbalim Shemayim the Bein Shlaim Afilu Hekel Biyado Nami Enu Neamon." When Biyado, because the Biyado Lav V'Teres Miguhu, and an Eid Echad will be Neamon by Yadav Shemayim when he has a Migu. Now sometimes Biyado is Migu. But it's not mitam biyado, it's mitam migu. Sometimes biyado will be mitam migu. When he says that biyado lav v'toras miguhu, he means the legal idea called biyado. But sometimes biyado provides you with a migu. Migu, I could be megarish my wife now, so you believe me that I was megarish. The Gemara says biyado.
Yeah.
That's Migu.
It is?
Yeah.
He
just said it's not, though, isn't it? No, that's what I mean. It doesn't read well. Bishum, the Biyodo Labadar's Migu, that sentence that you're reading, means the idea of Biyodo is not Migu. It's an idea of Bailus. It's an idea maybe of, I said, a weakens the Chazaka. And then I'm thinking, sometimes Biyodo is Migu. When it is, it is. It's not Batoros Migu. We'll see. We'll learn another two lines. We'll see. When she goes to the Rosh Perek HaNazakin, V'zela Shono, Kol Dover Shu B'yodo Shel Adam, Afilu Ischazek Hetera, Nidu Lacheskes Heter, Neman Eidecho Latami V'lasar, Afilu makisha wa omer eni yodeya. Kinitanya hocha hayoisim or betairis. With things that you want to remain tahor. Let's say truma, other such things. Mamalai tairis hasisim chanitmu. Neidechot says it became tame. Neman, and that's against the chazaka. Mufarish Abaye, Abaye explains the reason of the Nemonis is Hayalu Bershu Sohain, Ariel Kishalo, Benemon Alehan. As I told you yesterday, the concept of Biyodo is the idea that you're the Bailim, and I said it, I don't know how Rashi stems with this idea, but there's an idea that the Bailim are automatically Nemon. That's a Nemonis in itself. If the thing is under my jurisdiction and I'm the Bailim, the Chreinim talk about it a lot. Maybe next week we'll delve into this a bit. But we're saying Biyodo means it's Bershuscha, it was under your control, so you're the Bailim, so you're Nemon. Now what Nemonis is that? So we're gonna assume for tonight at least that Bailus gives you a Nemonis. And you can, when something's yours, so you're never to say what its status is. And that's even against Chazaka. We're talking against the Chazaka. What Abaye, the way the Rosh learns in Abaye, because it's not Muskim that's what Abaye is saying, but the way the Rosh learns in Abaye, when something was under your control, you were his tyrants were under your control. So he's saying it's not because of Migu, you could have been Matamayant. Why would you want to be Matamiyin? You would have to pay for it if you were Matamiyin. It's not a Migu. It's because it was under your control, your jurisdiction. So it's Ke'ilu, you're the Bailim, and the Bailim are Nemon. That's what the Rosh is saying. Ufarish Abayi Taima, Hoyul Bishusuhein, Ariel Kishalo, Venemon Alehen. The Lavmi Taima Diboy Matamalu, who the Rosh says, is the Rosh talking. That it's not because of Migu. Even Tommy Boy Shlume, he would have to pay for it.
That's the Gemara, right? The Gemara says even Tommy Boy Shlume.
What? Well, that's a Gemara that you have to pay for it. If Hezuk Shenanika Shmei Hezuk. But Oy Demashma Gabi Sefer Torah, another Raya the Rosh brings. The Rosh is bringing a Raya. We'll look at it in a second, maybe, in Parakat Azokin, that Biyodu is not Mitamigu. First of all, Biyodo, Latami, the Tahiris, you would have to pay for it, so that's not much of a Migu. Now he brings a Raya from a Gemara that Ahudi also, a guy came to Ravami and said, the Sefer Torah that I wrote for that guy, I didn't write the Shemos, the Shmon, so it's puzzle. And Ravami said, who has the Sefer Torah now? He said, the owner. He says, you're not Nemun. You're never to lose your pay. And that's Paldin, that he doesn't owe you any money. That's Palgina, that's a case of Palgina. You're never to lose your pay because I don't Paldin Kamei Eidem Dom, but you're not never to pass over the Sefer Torah.
How do you work in those days, Rob? A guy hired somebody else to write Sefer Torah?
Yeah, it works that way these days too.
I know, the beginning.
Like every Sechiris, you know, hire somebody to plow your field.
In other words, when he's writing it, It's not his
day
for Torah. It's in his
reshus,
but it's not. He's not like a
Baal. You want to talk about the sugi of Uman Kainer Kli?
A little bit. I'm talking about the
Baal. Let's stick to the Shmaitz anymore. He's bringing the Rosh brings two rayas that Biyado is not Mitami. Number one is the Biyado that said he could have been Mitami the Tyrus, and it would have had a pay. So as a Migo, it doesn't hold water. In this case, where Ravami told him, if you return the Sefer Torah already, you're not that one.
It's not the other.
Wait.
Just one case.
The Sefer Torah be at Lavlar, but if the Sofer would still have the Sefer Torah.
Neman
loy maluk asati askaras lishman, avo bishik var nichtabu.
So it's not the other.
Well, that's why there's no Migu. Because right now there's no Migu. Because what's done is done. He doesn't have a Migu he can pass with the Sefer Torah now. But it's still matter that if he has the Sefer Torah, he'd be believed to say it's possible, because it's beyond Dorot HaKadosh by him. He controls it, he has jurisdiction over it. So he's like the Bailim, and he's not going to say what its status is.
It has nothing to do with Biado attacking.
Right.
Biado.
You're the one that said Biado beat Biado attacking. Yesterday it's not like that. Okay. But oh, the third raya. The Arminim Boisha Rabba, the Saiba Torah Mishleah Shal Chaveiro, ain't Sorah Daz Bailim. And he's never to say his friend's Tevo, he's no longer Tevo, should be Biyadu Lusakro. There he has a Biyadu. Now, that's not Migu, Bodu Bishifkani, Askina, Shayidro, Mitivu, Ashal Chaveiro. Nobody is that altruistic. Why would he want to do it? So it's not, as a Migu, it stinks. But the Pshat is, Ella Kiva the Biyadu Lusakno, have a Kabailov. So you're controlling the fate of the object. Bafilu Torah Mishal Chaveiro. So you bribe the Bailim legally, in the sense of being Nemon, to say what its status is. He brought down the last 10 lines. It's a rush, Perakei Siman Yud Gimel, to show that Biyodo is something that exists above and beyond the legal.
Wouldn't a Baal be less believed if it's like more Nogeh B'davar?
Yeah, you would think. By Yisura, we don't talk about Nagias. That's the old joke. When you're having a Dittaira and the Rav Paskins, you owe the guy $10, he's your enemy for life. If you bring him a cow and it's worth $2,000 and he tells you it's trade, you shrug your shoulders and you say, okay, thank you. Here. Perakei Siman what? Siman Yud Gimel. I don't see. Kol davar shubiyodah shel adam, Yuhu, Reb Yaakov, kol davar shubiyodah shel adam, afilu ischazah keteira, he's never to say it's asur. Well, the Shmaitz is just about an exact quote. So this is the idea of biyodah mitam bailos. Remember that. That's going to be important now. We're going to start. Say it. It's about Biyodo. Yes. Lashon Harosh. The Gemara just says Kosha Biyodo Nemon. Rosh gives it the interpretation, the spin, if you will. So the Rosh says Biyodo, the legal Biyodo, is not Mitam Migu. Proves it from three places. I'm the Bailim, and therefore I'm them and on my thing. Say what it is. Mechivin the Biyodol Abishim Biguhu, this Maitre continues. So, when you find an Erech of being them and become Biyodol by Yisurin, it's not become Migu. Bilugabi Momin. In other words, when the Shiloh of Mominus, all the cases we gave so far that the Rosh gave are cases of Isurin. But when it's a question of Mominus, who it belongs to, if you owe somebody money, then the Echot is not Nemun, and if he was Nemun, it's only with the Migu. There's no Biyogas or Captain of Bibles on someone else's object. When it's a gay abominus, the yodo does not turn you into the legal violent in any way, shape, or form. That's what the Shmaitz is saying. So the Rosh is chiddush, that when something's biyodo, you become like a quasi violent. It's not true by abominus. It's by abominus. If an echad is going to be believed in the biyodo, it's going to have to be the tzaddik. if a migul exists. But if it's a migul in Afreya, that's holy to say the Torah, let's say. Saying, believe me, it's not a good case. We say, you never know the other. I'll buy this. And let's examine it with Hamigo. So, Hamigo, I could have possibly it yesterday. Hamigo, not frail, no, I'm reading. We're looking for now. Hamigo, got me in. Hamigo, got me a moment. By the way, the Henry Rakatoris, Hamigo. I'm coming and buy them over the moment. Hamigo, not frail, no, I'm reading. Got me a moment. So if it's not biyado now, he's talking about nevel. Bilu got be yisur, afilu hoya biyado for nami nevel. We talk about yisurim being nevel against the chazaka when it's biyado, it's even if it was once biyado.
It's working from violence.
Yim kenu adin got be dobe shiba erva, afilu dobe divin dobe bi moment. Hareo kamamam, when not in biyado rak b'taras migu, if that, on the anik, but the mice assuming it would be nevel, b'taras migu, came Bisurnu Mahani Koshoya Biyodu Kvar. This is not a question of Migul Afreya. It's not going to be Taras Migul. I will love Shem Erba, Loy Mahani, even if it is Mimamu, they don't have Taras Migul Mamish, Koshoya Biyodu Kvar, less than Shem Migul, from Migul Afreya, Loy Mahani. Okay, we have to stop here. I just lost my voice. Maybe, but I can't be so known out. You're right. I went out and okay, stop him.
Shabbos for Aris, you have a beam.
Yes.
That's for show?
Yes, it says there's a sign. Private Sora, just for show.
Oh, the sign was new.
Oh.
I have an older edition. Is there any reason to get this newer edition?
Only if you're interested in the wonderful footnotes that they wrote.
Are they outstanding?
Yes.
It translates.
Yeah, I'm going to go to the Bechon. I'm meeting with them. I'm already meeting with them about Shemitah. I'll have a meeting with the head, not the official head, but the real head, Rabbi Michai. I'm meeting with him next week.
You want to arrange something again with Rabbi David? He has a nice kibbutz in Beit Shemesh. He's very sensitive to the idea of Gedolei Tzedek. I don't know if you remember.
You mean 6 years ago. You mean B'chol HaTorah of Yeah.
No, Rabbi Avishai David has a big shul, right? So we spoke. I brought him here about 6 years ago. You had a long talk, so I'm just letting you know, to remind you, that he's very interested and sensitive to this.
We're in touch with him.
And he would get more of these.